Hi and welcome back to this MVA course on how to sideload applications on Windows 8 and Windows 8.1 using Configuration Manager 2012 and Windows Intune. In this section we're going to have a look at how we can go and take our Configuration Manager 2012 SP1 deployment that we've been using so far and link that into a new Windows Intune account. The reason that we're going to do that is to enable lots of different devices that are connected over the internet to be manageable, and in this case to allow us to be able to connect those environments together to deploy software out to our Windows RT devices. So the objectives of this module are to show you how to help you deep link RT to Windows RT devices using the connected environments of Windows Intune and System Center Configuration Manager. We're also going to have a look at how we create the application inside of Configuration Manager and publish that through Windows Intune based on an application out of the Windows Store. And we're going to have a look at how you can deploy those apps out to your managed devices. And we'll have a look at using that experience on, it says a Windows RT device there on the slide. We're actually going to use a Windows 8 device in order to look at how this deploys. So first off, I thought we'd have a quick look at the architecture that we're about to put in place. We already know and we've already seen our Configuration Manager 2012 SP1 server. Obviously that is also a member of an Active Directory domain and those two are linked together. The next section is Windows Intune and we have our Windows Intune tenant out on the cloud. In fact, behind that Windows Intune tenant is actually something called Azure Active Directory, which is a place where we can store parts of your Active Directory replicated from your on-premises environment. Inside of there we'll store user accounts, for example. And Configuration Manager will be connected up to our Windows Intune environment, but we'll also deploy something called a DirSync server on-premises. That DirSync server does the hard work of taking things out of our Active Directory and publishing them into the Azure Active Directory that is then used by Windows Intune. So obviously we're going to connect that into our domain and we're also going to connect that into our Windows Intune environment. Then, as I say, what's going to happen, we're going to take user accounts from our on-premises directory and through the DirSync server, drop them into Windows Intune. And we have control over which accounts will actually end up inside of Windows Intune. The next thing we're going to do is take certain bits of information again from inside of our domain and bring them into Configuration Manager. And the reason we're doing that is because we want to be able to manage assignments of applications and that kind of thing using collections inside of Configuration Manager. Obviously, we're also creating applications inside of Configuration Manager, and those are going to be published up into our Windows Intune tenant. Then we're going to bring our device along, a Windows RT device. It could be a Windows 8 device as well, as we're going to show a little later. It could also be the same setup that we'd use to deploy applications out to Android or iOS devices. Then users can connect themselves into the Windows Intune environment by enrolling themselves. That will then tie up their identity with the identity that we've published to Windows Intune and Azure AD using our DirSync server. And we'll know that there are certain applications available for that particular user, which we're then able to allow the user to download onto their device. So let's take a look at how we put all of this together. The very first thing we need to do is go and actually set up our Active Directory in order to be completely ready for using with Windows Intune and with Azure Active Directory. So the first thing I'm going to do is pop over and have a look at our domain controller. So here we are on our domain controller and I'm just going to bring up the start screen and open up Active Directory domains and trusts. What we need to do is make sure that our users have a consistent UPN, a user principal name, that they're able to use both on the internet and inside of our on-premises environment. Now in this case, Contoso have decided that they don't want to use the contoso.com domain externally, so they've purchased another domain name. What we're going to do is pop into Active Directory domains and trusts, just go into the properties of our directory, and add in an alternate UPN suffix. So in this case, we're going to add in fake URL info. And hit add. What that will allow us to do is use the fake URL.info domain name with our Windows Intune tenant, with our Azure Active Directory tenant, and allow us to select users out of our on-premises Active Directory with the specific UPN of fake URL.info to be synchronized up to our Azure Active Directory environment. So we'll apply that particular change and close down our Active Directory domains and trusts. It's important to note another couple of requirements around Active Directory here. The first one is that we have to be running on at least the server 2008 R2 functional level, and there are actually a couple of other requirements that you might want to just double check inside of the documentation for Windows Intune. I'll point you in exactly that direction a little later on. Now that we've done our setup inside of Active Directory, let's move back and have a look what the next thing is to do. So now we've configured our Active Directory domain controller, the next thing to do is to go and set up our Windows Intune subscription inside of Configuration Manager 2012. So we're back inside of our Configuration Manager 2012 environment. I'm going to go down to the Administration work pane, and then I'm going to select from the hierarchy configuration the Windows Intune subscription item. Then the next thing you'll notice, I don't have any Windows Intune subscriptions set up at the moment, but you'll see that up on the ribbon there I have a Create Windows Intune subscription button. I'm going to go and hit that, and that starts off the connection wizard. So I'm going to read all of the information there very thoroughly and click Next. Next thing I'm going to do is go and sign into my Windows Intune subscription. It's really important to have a Windows Intune subscription that you aren't using to directly manage devices through the Windows Intune portal. We need a completely separate one, which is going to be managed by Configuration Manager. So what we might like to do here at this point is go and actually go to the Windows Intune account portal and sign up for a new subscription. I can just go through and fill out the information there. If you're doing this to see how it works, you can get a free 25 user license for a trial there. I have, however, already been and created my subscription, and I'll click sign in order to be able to sign in to that subscription. In a couple of seconds time, there we go, we get the log on screen. So I'll just pop in my details. Tick the keep me signed in, and I will hit the sign in button. Okay, so now that we've signed into that subscription, the window's gone away, and we now need to tick this Allow Configuration Manager console to manage this subscription checkbox. We will then hit Next. Then we need to provide some information about the collection that users need to be in order to be able to enroll their devices into Windows Intune. So let's go and select Browse, and it'll let me select all of the collections that I have available to me within Configuration Manager that I have my users in. In this case, it's a demo environment. I'm going to select all users. You might want to scope that down a little bit more carefully. Then I can provide my company name. I think we'll call this company Contoso MVA LOB, so that we know what it is. And also, just for ease of visibility over lots of different connections that I've created over time, I'm going to select green as the color scheme so that I can see that I've connected to the right one in my demo environment immediately. I also need to provide the Configuration Manager site code that we're going to connect up to this Intune subscription, and in this case I only have one site called PRI, which is my primary site. We'll hit Next. Then we get to select which platforms we're going to be supporting through our Windows Intune subscription. In this case I'm going to select Windows RT. However, I could also select Android, iOS, Windows Phone, but I have separate requirements that I need to provide in order to be able to connect to all of those device types. So I'll just leave Android and Windows RT selected at this point, and you can see that what we'll have to provide here is sideloading keys for our Windows RT devices. Notice for Android, no extra requirements. We'll hit Next. Then it wants to have the code signing certificate that's going to be used to sign all of the apps that we're going to deploy through Windows Intune through the sideloading process. So we're going to select Browse here, and I'm going to find the certificate, which is on my Configuration Manager server. And that's our code signing certificate. Then I need to provide a sideloading product key. You can get these from the volume licensing portal. If you've got an enterprise agreement, you'll have access to these. You may have to buy a license key certificate pack if not. Let's give it a name so that we can track it. I'll call it the MVA LOB pack. And then we need to provide a sideloading key. I'm just going to enter all zeros in this case so that we can move through the wizard and you can see what happens. and also there are 1,000 activations inside of that pack. I'll hit OK. And we'll go to next. Notice you can add lots of different sideloading key packs there as well, which will be quite important in a few minutes. We can also add these a little later. We don't have to add them all at this point in time. Gives us the summary about the changes that are going to happen. We'll hit next. And then our Windows Intune subscription will get configured for us. We'll go and hit close. And we're now connected up to our Windows Intune subscription. So now that we've connected up to our Windows Intune subscription, we now need to add the Windows Intune Site System Connector role into our Configuration Manager environment. And that's the role that's going to make sure that things are synchronized up with our Windows Intune subscription. So we're back inside the administration workspace here inside of Configuration Manager. I'm going to go down to Site Configuration and select Sites. Then from the ribbon, I'm going to select Add Site System Role. Next again, having decided which particular site we're working with, obviously. I'm not using a proxy in this case. And then we want to select it at the Windows Intune Connector Site System Role. Click Next. Click Next again. And close, and we're set up. So we've now learned everything we need to within Configuration Manager to have Configuration Manager talk to our Windows Intune subscription. Okay, so now that we have connected up our Windows Intune environment, we need to think about connecting up our Active Directory environment to Windows Azure AD. In order to do that, we need to build a DIR sync or directory sync server. To do this, I've skipped ahead a little bit. I've created a Windows Server 2012 server. It's actually domain joined. I have installed the DIR sync software onto that particular device as well, but I haven't configured the software. We're going to do that in just a moment. The software for DIR sync is available from within the Windows Intune account management portal. And again, in a few moments time, I'll point out exactly where you can download that as we're going through a later setup step inside of Windows Intune. So here I am on my DIR sync server. You can see already that I have the directory sync configuration software installed, but I'm going to show you whereabouts we get hold of that software from, and also show you what else we need to do to set our DIR sync server up. The first thing that we do need to do is go and configure our Windows Intune account for directory sync. So if I just open up Internet Explorer and go to account.manage.microsoft.com, then sign in with my credentials for my account. It'll tell us about not losing our account. Okay, remind me later there. And then it's going to ask me to do various things. If I go and have a quick look at users, we'll see that nothing really is configured here. But notice that option there for Active Directory synchronization above the list of user accounts. I'm going to go and hit Setup. And then the next thing I'm going to do is actually go and verify a domain. We've already done step one in this process, which was to set our UPN suffix up inside of our Active Directory domain. So we'll go to Domains, and I'll add in the domain that we're going to use. In this case, I've registered another external domain for this company, so we'll pop that in there and hit Next. It's then going to give us some details that we need to go and add in to the DNS records of our external UPN suffix using the domain name registrar that we've registered that particular suffix with. So we need to go and get our text value here for our text. There we go. And what we're going to do is go over to our domain name registrar, then create that text record inside the DNS records, and then we'll be able to click verify just at the bottom of this page. It will then go away, check that that record is there, and it'll make sure that we really do own that particular domain. If there's some reason why we can't add a text record, then we can also add an MX record instead of a text record. So you can see that I've just been able to successfully verify my domain. Excellent. So I'm going to hit the close button just at the bottom there. And then that's going to take us back so that we can start to complete the next steps. You can see that we've added the domain and it has been verified. So let's go back to our users again and go back to Active Directory synchronization. The next thing we need to do is actually activate our Active Directory synchronization. So we're going to hit the activate button just here. And activate. That will then turn on Active Directory synchronization for our account. Okay, we can see it's activated. Then let's just pop down. Here you can see that we can download the directory synchronization tool, which is a step that I've already done in this particular demo, so that we don't have to watch that download occur. Just hit 64-bit, hit download to do that on Windows Server 2012. Then we need to go through and verify our directory synchronization. But first, we need to go and actually configure our directory synchronization server. So let's go over and do that. I'm just going to start directory sync and hit next here after we've read the details on this page. Then we need to provide the account details for our Windows Intune subscription. So I'll type in admin nvalob1.onmicrosoft.com. Password for that account and hit next. It's going to go off and verify those details, make sure they're okay. Obviously I've made a mistake there, so let's hit back. We're using NVA LOB 2. And once it's verified the details with our Active Directory in the cloud, it's going to then want to get some details about our Active Directory on-premises. In this case, I'm going to just use my domain admin account, but obviously you would normally set up something a little bit more constrained in order to do this. Having done that, the Directory Sync server now has the ability to take anything out of our Active Directory on-premises and pop it into our Active Directory in the cloud. So we'll hit next here because we don't need to do anything with our Exchange deployment. We have no Exchange schema extensions inside of our Active Directory in this case, so we don't see any details. Once the configuration is complete, we'll hit next. And then if we just hit the Finish button here, we'll be able to synchronize our Active Directory and force it to happen right now. So now that we've got our users imported from our on-premises Active Directory into our Azure AD, we now need to go and actually assign our Windows Intune licenses to those individuals so that they can go and use Windows Intune from the company portal. So that's exactly what we're going to do right now. So here we can see that we've got our synced users, including Alice, the user that we set up with our infrastructuralist.com domain name. You can also see that she has a little kind of couple of arrow symbol there, those two kind of spinning arrow symbols. That means that she's a synced user. Just down here you can see the MBA administration account here, and you can see it's got the user icon there to show me that that's actually a user that was created inside of the Windows Intune tenant. So I'm going to go back to our Alice user, select it, and then go and select activate synced users. We then need to say whereabouts she is, and in my case at the moment, as you can probably tell from my accent, I'm in the United Kingdom, so let's go and select the UK. Or in fact, let's just select the United States, slightly easier. And we're going to assign a Windows Intune account to her, and I'll say next. We then need to send some login details to somebody. We've actually synced passwords in this case, so we're not going to need that information, but I'm going to send that across to another email account so that I've got hold of the details. We'll say next, and then our user account has been activated inside of our account, and we've got this temporary password, which I'll just copy in case we need that later on. So that's our user set up and now able to go and get the things that we've deployed through our Windows Intune and Configuration Manager accounts. So the next thing that we need to do is go and actually enroll one of our devices into Windows Intune. In this case, I'm going to go enroll a Windows 8 device. It says Windows RT on screen, but I'm actually going to do this with a Windows 8 device. So here we are on Alice's Windows 8 machine. Let's go and enroll her into Windows Intune. She's just going to go and open up Internet Explorer, which she has down here on her desktop. And she's going to go along to portal.manage.microsoft.com. And she's going to sign in with her own account. So she's alice.cicu at infra. So here we can see the company portal which we've signed into as Alice, and you can see that we have the color scheme that we configured inside of Configuration Manager, and we also have the name, Contoso MVA LOB, that we also configured inside of Configuration Manager. If we just go into apps, we'll see anything that's been published out to our distribution point. In this case, though, we won't see anything because nothing has been published to our cloud distribution point at this point in time. We'll have a look at how we do that in the next couple of modules. I'm just going to go back to the main screen here and select Add Device. And because we're a Windows 8 device, we need to download some software to make this happen. We'll say Run. So then I'm going to ask this to complete the wizard. And Alice isn't an administrator on this machine. So we just need to provide admin creds. And when the wizard's done, we'll hit finish. Let's go back to the MVA screen. And we can see that we've now enrolled our device into our environment. So across this module, you've seen how to take your on-premises Windows, on-premises Configuration Manager environment, your on-premises Active Directory, and connect those up to Windows Intune and to Windows Azure Active Directory in order to be able to allow people to connect their devices across the internet. In the next couple of modules, we're going to take that one step further and we're going to make some use of the infrastructure we built. We're going to take an application and publish it for sideloading onto Windows 8, Windows RT devices that are attached to the Windows Intune and Configuration Manager environment. And we're also going to do the same thing and publish some deep linked applications as well.